Sky 99.5 FM. Connect with us online at sky995fm.com. Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.
Just know that God, He loves you so much. There is no other love like God's love. Good morning to you. Welcome to it. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. And Christians, it's time for you to speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Minutes after the hour of 6, let me say good morning, going out to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prisons, security guards, customs, immigrations, and licensing officers. Good morning.
All I really need is you.
That's all we need. Of course, your voice topic for today.
Lord, you're the bread of life.
We're going to launch it in just a bit, but let me say good morning to some folks.
Only you can satisfy.
Only you can satisfy.
So come fill this heart of mine.
Let me say good morning going out to Robert Chan. Good morning to Earl Mango Pierre.
Love divine. Singing hallelujah.
Good morning to Delia Smith. Good morning, Delia.
Hallelujah. And we're singing hallelujah.
Good morning to
hallelujah.
I've seen this. Okay. Good morning, Shireen in Londonville.
Your love's better.
Good morning, Adrian Acosta.
Your love's better than
Suzanne in Maloney. Good morning, darling.
All really is you.
What is that? Marla Mirage, good morning. Uncle Val, good morning. Good morning to you, Donna in Kelly Village. Good morning to you and the Sky family's blessings to all from Miss H.
But you're the bread of life.
Good morning. Have a lovely day with Jesus Christ. I will.
Only
morning, Patsy. Morning, Rosalie Dion. Good morning, Miss G. Good morning to you, Superman Richard. Continue to text me at 333-9950. Send me all your words of motivation today on this Motivation Monday.
Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, amen. And we're singing hallelujah.
So I'm going to do this prayer today.
Hallelujah.
Take a deep breath, silencing the noise in our lives. It takes time,
singing.
But it's one of the reasons for Lent. Today, refocus your life on Jesus by praying with us.
Hallelujah.
God, I want more of you.
Amen.
Too often I choose to pursue momentary things and push you aside. Please forgive me, Lord, and change me.
First.
I don't want to live a life that isn't focused on you. As I prepare for your Resurrection Sunday, help me to silence the noise in my life. Show me what steps I need to take to refocus my heart, mind, will on you alone. Search my heart.
Great love, Lord.
And you know me, Lord. Clean out my life, Lord. Point out anything that offends you and make me more like you. Show me the paths that lead to life and fill me with joy in your presence. I love you, Lord. I want you to fix my eyes on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning to you, Marcia.
Hallelujah. And we're singing.
Marcia and Mariaro. Good morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Good morning to you, Carla, and the Sky Farming blessings to all from Janelle.
Yeah. Yes, we're singing.
Today is the 22nd of the second month. We're almost to the end of February.
Singing.
Wow, the month really flew by.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. It's, this is the shortest and the sweetest month of the year, but way it was fast.
Source of our life.
So today we're talking about misrepresenting the gospel. How would you identify and what would you do to someone who is misrepresenting? What would you do? All righty. That wasn't structured correctly. How would you deal, I guess, with someone that you know is misrepresenting the gospel? Personal gain. Yeah. Misrepresenting the gospel. That's a topic today. Six 625-2759. And of course, you know what? Today, you can also send me your words of motivation today. 7 minutes after the hour of six. I restructured it in my mind. So how do you determine? How do you discern when persons aren't being or misrepresenting the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yep. What are some of the traits? What are some of the characteristics? Yes. Thank you, Father. What are some of the characteristics that you can look for? Now, I am not here to judge. This is your program. It's not mine. You guys, it's your voice.
Yes, you have.
But when you have persons, and I'll start off by saying this. And if you've ever had any experience, if a pastor or a person of Christ comes to you and said, I have to pay you. I'm going to open the door. Yeah, I'm going to open the door. I have to pay you. Or you have to pay them to come to your home, to bless your home, or to help you get out of whatever struggles that you're going through. That's a misrepresentation of the God. Anytime you have to pay somebody, starting off by that. Anytime a pastor, prophet, doesn't matter, they say to you, and that's the first trait. Anytime they tell you that you have to pay, even if you don't hear it on air itself, and in speaking with them, they say that you have to pay spend a specific amount of money. That's not what the gospel of Christ is about. Hello, good morning, welcome. All right, lost that one. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. 20 minutes after the hour six. A beautiful looking Monday morning on the outside. Morning, have a wonderful day. We'll be listening to half of your program today. Going to work in a bit. Wonderful, Glenda. Good morning, Patlin and Grenada, my Grenada crew. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Kaji.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Good, good. This is Superman Richard.
Yes, Superman Richard.
How are thou?
I am blessed. I am totally blessed.
Nice. So one of the biggest misrepresentation is when it is somebody self-praising. You have to give God the glory for everything.
Every single thing.
Yeah, you actually hit. You actually said the other point you was going to turn on to where everything is about money. Yeah, I've went to certain services, Kalaji. Everything was perfect until pastors attacked some money. And the way how the man asking for money is not subtle, you know. It's like, all them $100, well, I have another wallet at work.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. It wasn't my church, eh?
Wow.
Nice visiting churches.
Well, thank God for that. I know what a savior in a ministry like that, or you're under a man of God like that. And I'm saying a man of God, woman on God very loosely, guys. I'm saying it very loosely. I don't like to judge people. Like I say, I don't like to judge. But if that is the case, you all should not move away, but you all should be wary of them.
That was the biggest turn off for me, and I could not sit comfortably for the rest of the service.
So you left?
No, I didn't leave. I didn't leave early, but I didn't sit comfortably and in tune with everything again after the service, because it felt not genuine again.
Wow.
So those were my 2 points. You know, that same thing, and the mere fact that a pastor takes self-praise for everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank God our church not like that.
Thank God for that.
Laters.
Another misrepresentation of the gospel is when persons seem to... Now, people, you know, everybody has their own idea of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about, right? But you see people who would tend to want to argue and put you down, make you feel like what you're talking is shippiness. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is what convicts. And if you know, one of the things I want you guys to take away, begin to draw closer to God. Begin to develop a relationship with God. And that's how you're able, because sometimes people tend to get confused. People would sit down with all different types of religions. I know people that would have picked up different books, that would have gone different routes, listened to different doctrines. It is the Holy Spirit that brings clarity. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, good morning, Tara.
Morning, my darling. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, mine is a little overcast of bias.
It is? Nice, nice.
Yes, it is. And how was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome, awesome.
That is great. Yeah. That is great to hear.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of rest this weekend.
This week is the daughter of the week.
Yes. On Friday? Is it Friday?
Yeah. Mommy, you're Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday. Saturday. Actually, no, it's Saturday. The same day with your mom's. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mr. Santa Cruz.
No, did you get on to him?
No, I think Janet said she had to get on to his sister or something. I had to get back to Janet to tell her. She said, I'm a little piece, but she... They didn't really tell me everything, so I wouldn't call her back and find out what really happened. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I hear somebody else say, calling me down to say something wrong with the phone or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's somebody said that?
Somebody gave me that information yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know maybe phone more bad, so maybe he can't get you to know any other phone.
Right.
Yeah, right. I didn't hear your topic this morning.
But today we're talking about misrepresenting the gospel. What are the characteristics to look forward to when persons are misrepresenting the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Well, the characteristic in them is they don't live by what they see.
Okay.
So many preachers, the Son of Man say, don't do this, don't do that. And henceforth, when you look at them, they're born and they're doing the same thing. There's no representative in nothing what they do. Like, you go up for the commandments, say, as a mirror for each and every one of us. You see?
But let's not only harp on preachers today. Let's not beat up the preachers. We want even regular persons, regular people in the congregation. let's even talk about that. Let's talk about that. We're not judging, but there are certain fruits that we have to look for. What are some of the fruits that we need to look for?
Bible tell us about the fruit of the Spirit. There has to be love, patience. And all those things like the fruit of the Spirit, and some of the people do not have that, because some of them in the congregation, and like you say, not judging, but some of them, the members in the church, they really want to help them.
Yeah.
It's all class of people in the midst of us, and they don't even stretch a hand and say, help the poor, or do something for them. Even from the pastor now to the pastor in the big car, they won't stop the desperate, you know, and they're pulling out from the church where they fancy car, and they won't ask a member how far they're going or how far, and they just preach a sermon to you. So
about love,
representing Christ.
Yeah, the just pre- that's
that.
A good point. They just push a sermon on love and they pass in your street.
Like
yeah, boy.
If people don't represent Jesus anymore, they're coming. Like they say, Christ preach on the fishes and the five loaves and the bread. I got people come to church for, you know, they come to church for different things in life, and they don't really look at your brother or sister. They look down at you, and if those who in a position to help, if poor people, they look down at them and say, they say that they say something, they're laughing. Look at she treasures, look at she with her raggy shoes, they come along on you and say that they're helping you. Yeah. And they don't, that's the thing that will happen. Or say, render your heart and not take amen.
Yeah.
And people still don't look down at you and you're a teacher. That's proper representative.
Hey.
So pastors and members, look out for. Yeah, you are your brother keeper.
Yes.
I
will
see that. You are your brother keeper. So look out and help your brother in that aspect of life. Good morning to all the beautiful Sky family.
Well said, Jean.
Father Chris, we long in today. If you could only hear your radio on you, how much the whole Sky family loves you. We want to hear that intelligent voice guiding us at some time, too. Good morning to you, and good morning to all the Sky family. And Carla, you reaching 50. I want to send a birthday to greetings to a friend of ours. Her name is Jennifer. She lives in Maloney. A son is Wendell Miguel.
Yeah.
By his mommy. Mm-hmm. And all of us, Gina and Jeanette, and Jeanette's daughter, Jade, everybody send birthday greetings to her this morning. I have a little friend who birthday is her, but her mommy and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then the journalist is looking at Trinidad already. So,
right.
Good morning, Zoe. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy 15 years old. So, yeah, it's a birthday and happy birthday to her. Zoe, nice. It's a new. Have a blessed day. Carla, the genius is right here to tell you good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to the sexy thing in Potter's Clinic this morning.
Morning, darling. How are you?
And I'm fine by the grace of God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, Gina already gave her intake about everything, about what the question I asked, so I won't go there anyway. Let other people get to say the same. So, good morning to Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, and from La Hogata, Annie Mova, Jonathan, Melanie, all who's listening. This lady in Miaro,
Veronica,
and all who is listening, Gina and Jeanette. This morning, Mr. Santa Cruz, you long to hear a beautiful voice. And all who is listening, Gina, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And Carla, do reach home safely by the grace of God.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. 29 minutes after the hour 6. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful Monday morning. Morning to you, Carol 3. Good morning,
we're declaring that he reigns.
Patsy in Maraca St. Joseph.
We're declaring that he reigns.
How about when persons think their
poverty,
revelation, or
depression
in a topic is the only answer and anyone else's interpretation is wrong? Good one, Richard. Good one. Yeah, yeah, everybody else wrong.
We're getting ready. Listen, listen. I want you to listen. Let your hair down or take it off and put it in your purse.
I want to hear from you guys. What do you think?
Getting ready to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to your name.
And it doesn't necessarily mean if the person doesn't display good Christian characteristics, doesn't mean that they're not, that they don't love God, eh? It just means that they need for God to work on them more. Because people make mistakes at the end of the day. That's what we need to understand. But we need to identify and correct. Yeah.
Be a fire in your heart.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Well,
Well, I noticed you say don't judge. Actually, that is a common statement that is popularly made by people because they don't like correction.
Mm-hmm.
But while Christ said, judge not that you may not judge, he's really speaking about unrighteous judgment. Because it is the same as the world that has to judge the world,
mm-hmm.
and we must judge one another. It's the means of maintaining correct behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, there's no particular method that could be said, this is the way that you correct. Because evils that people perpetrate and personalities take different forms.
Mm.
So different approaches would be necessary in different circumstances.
In different circumstances, correct. Yeah, sure.
Some people are open and brash. Obviously, people like that you have to deal with just as they behave.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in some cases, even such persons may require a softer approach.
Mm-hmm.
Some persons who may pretend to be mild and modest, but they commit evils. You know, you have different approaches to reprimand them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may need to deal with them privately, according to, well, if the sins are not public,
yeah.
deal with it privately.
Yeah.
But if it is a public matter, obviously it has to be addressed publicly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so forth. So it's hard to just say that this is the way to deal with them, or not.
Yeah.
Because it depends on the individual, the type of sin that was committed, the circumstances under which it was done, and the personality. But some reprimand
right.
must be, some effort must be made to effect a reprimand, because to not do it is to do harm to them, because they're going to maintain it and
yeah.
may spoil others.
True. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you.
Hey, we got tea time coming up. So Michelle Wiley, good morning to you. She sent me this awesome pic. People are actually trying the tea time tips. I'm going to send you a pic, guys, on our Sky WhatsApp to check out what Michelle tea. Good morning to Michelle and Ajay. I love you guys. You guys tried my tea time tip. She said it was delicious. We've got tea time coming up at 4:15, and we've got your morning vitamin. So this tea time is actually pistachio ice cream inside hot chocolate. Yum, she says. She and Angie, she say, you're putting me in trouble with these tea time tips. That's good. And of course, it's courtesy Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything your cereal should do. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you. These tips, tea time will get better. So don't worry. I've had my cup of tea. What did I have for tea this morning? Chesney looks really nice this morning. I had my herbal tea first. Then I had my cup of coffee. Yeah, man. My herbal tea is to cleanse and detox. And then I had my cup of coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jump your hands and open up your mouth and say,
misrepresenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Made some really good points this morning. My point was, persons, and I repeat again, anybody who says, and I repeat, you have to pay for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to pay for healing. You have to pay for deliverance. Run. I'll say it again on this radio station. Run. There are good people out there, good men and women of God, who will come and they will pray with you. You have to know them. Some of the other characteristics. Let us know. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. All right. right, so Armani is telling us that Daddy Santa Cruz's phone is giving trouble. TSTT, please fix my daddy phone, Armani. My phone is not well also. Good morning to you, Armani. Good morning to Esther in Point Fortin. Good morning. I'm going to take a break and come right back with some more on the sky. What's coming is
much better than what's been. Push a button. We'll be right back with more on Sky 99.5 FM.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Tala.
Morning, darling. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you this morning?
I am blessed. Blessed.
Yes. I am here in here. And I know you are blessed, but I have to ask this first.
Wonderful.
Well, Carla, I had a with the question that you asked this morning, I had a person that come, right? Well, I didn't know the pastor, but that's why I didn't say my name, because I don't know if you're listening.
Right.
So I heard this pastor, but it happened a good few years ago.
Right.
And, well, I called him. And he came down. He pray and everything.
Right.
And he gone. But when he gone, he called me back. Mm-hmm. And he tell me, he say, you know, you're supposed to pay me a certain amount of money.
What?
Yeah. So I said, no, I did not know. I just hear you on the radio station and I call. So I didn't know. Well, Pastor, sorry, Carla, he said, he coming back for the money. And I did have to get that money and put it in an envelope and give him. And he even asked me for more. I said, well, where are you getting more from?
No.
So that is why now I just be very careful.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who is who.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So total misrepresentation. You see why it is Christ, you know, destroyed the temple. When you see in the temple, they were selling in the temple. He said this is his father's house and he turned everything upside down. Yeah, that would be why.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I want to say good morning to the Sky family, Miss H. And I'm missing Mr. Santa Cruz. But
I'm missing him too.
That his phone giving trouble.
Yeah.
Mr. Sonny San Fernando and his wife. All the other Sky family, I love them very much. I love Miss H. I just listen to her voice. And each and every one of them, I love everybody, Carla.
Aww.
All the new ones, I listen to them. I laugh when I hear. They just make my day.
Aww.
And you make my day, Carla. I just look forward to hear you.
Bless
and
the Lord.
And all the announcers. I love you all. And may God continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you.
Take care and reach home safe.
Thank you, darling. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You know, something happened a couple weeks ago, and I said, I was wondering, Lord, should I address it? But let me put this out there. Your Voice, the program, is about people expressing their views on topics. We put forward a topic. Sometimes I allow you guys to stray, but it's not really what we're supposed to do here. And a couple weeks ago, something happened that is still troubling to me. And it's a Motivation Monday, and you know, we have a topic. I want to, you know, I want to lay out the mandate of this program. The program is not about people bashing people. If you don't agree with a person, you are free to say, I don't agree with that last caller. Because that's what it's about. We're here to discuss things in a healthy manner. And but it's the program is not to make bacchanal or to talk people's personal business on air. If you have information on someone, don't do that. That's not even Christ-like.
Just want to
discuss people's personal business on air. It's not. God is not the author of confusion. And anybody that does that, I will shut them down. I will say you can't speak on the program because we're not here to bash each other. If Phyllis calls and you don't agree with Phyllis, or if anybody else calls, I call Phyllis' name because Phyllis was the first name that came to mind. Or Josephine calls. If Marjorie calls, if Miss Maraval calls, even if Chief calls and you don't agree, you can say you don't agree with Chief. But there's no need to come on the radio station. And I remember saying that from the very beginning of this program. It's not what it's about. Your voice is geared towards us discussing the topics of Christ in a healthy manner. Anybody who would encourage such is not doing what God would have them to do. And if after you have spoken to those persons over and over and they're still doing the same thing, then it's up to you to entertain. With that in mind, you know, I hear when Chase Finish says, you know, we're supposed to judge. Oh, you can come on in. And I, for one, guys, wanna see you love once. If I'm wrong, I would say I'm wrong. Yeah, that you're lost alone. Yeah, I would say I'm wrong. Oh, my God. It is good to ask for forgiveness because that's what we are not perfect. We are not perfect. Never been told. Oh. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. I don't want my singing love. Yeah. Pleasant and blessed day to the Sky family, you beautiful college. We have to be very careful and don't allow every person who say they are a prophet to lay hands on our heads. Some of them cause us more life, cause our life to be worse, especially she's saying the Nigerian pastors. I'm telling you, read your Bible and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Ooh. I wanted to admit, just to read it, but Grandma Sharon, you do have a point. There are some, not all the Nigerian pastors are, you know, not all of them. There are people even from different parts of the Caribbean that, it's not everybody. It kind of hurt me to read it. What are some of the characteristics? How would you be able to tell if someone is misrepresenting the gospel of Jesus Christ? Let me know. Tell me. It's your voice, the Christian perspective.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Come on, say it again. Plain talk, say it again. People have to know their place, right? Right? Huh. Good morning to you.
Take me to the King.
Morning, Rosalie.
I don't have much to bring.
Yeah.
My heart's torn in pieces. It's my
morning, Carla. Have a fruitful day. Joyce from Point Fortin.
Take me to the King.
See, all of us, we come from different
truth is
religious backgrounds.
Options are few. I'm trying to.
I will say, Shirlene, let me tell you, Shirlene belongs to the Anglican Church, and Shirlene is one of the most loving, caring, always willing to pray. I shudder to think that Shirlene would actually charge people to pray for them, and she's always praying.
What?
Always, nonstop.
Come on. Truth is, I'm weak.
Wow. Morning to you, Loisy Kerdine. Good morning to you. Anointed Watchman, good morning. Morning, Miss Joby Job. How are you doing today?
Even if I try.
Misrepresenting the gospel, what are some of the characteristics to look out for?
Refuse.
We need to know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says in the last days, many
will change.
shall be deceived.
Take me to the...
Yes. So we need to understand and teach people. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord. Not everybody that quotes scripture. Somebody even told me the other day. Somebody say, the devil could quote scriptures too. Sometimes better than some of us saints. That's sad. Sad.
To gaze upon your glory.
It's so sad.
And sing to you this song. Please say.
But it's the truth.
To the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word.
All righty. My ladies are texting again. I love it. I love it. Come on. Let me hear my fire starters.
Good morning.
Yes.
You and the Sky family.
Yes, darling.
All the friends. All the Sky people who call you. Tala, at night I call in for prayers. On the same station, the pastor is from Samo's side.
Oh,
I can't
Lord.
Remember his name, but...
Don't call his name.
What's going on with my foot and thing. Yeah, that is evil. That is something in the place. Yes, that is some kind of thing in the place. And if you need prayers, the... With all the prayers, it's $1,200 for the three bottle of oil. And with the prayers, to go with the three bottle of oil, it's $1,500. I say to myself, where we got that money? So when I was telling my daughter, I say, Mommy, why you just didn't hang up? You have to pay all that money for prayers? That is total nonsense. But I never called back because it was a night he was on and I was trying to call, but I didn't get you, and he called my number and I was explaining to him. And he said, if I don't come and do that, I could lose my foot and whatnot and thing. I said, what? All that money to hear the word of God and for oil to either $1,200 or $1,500? Cara, I was just in dismay. I didn't know what was to say.
Wow.
But you see how some pastors is just out there for money. But tell her, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Stay safe. Reach your box safe to your family and friends. Bless.
Blessings.
The phone giving a bit of trouble. It's not ready taking charge. So I fight to get it on just to send that little note for you. Carla, yes, it's not taking charge at all. But you have a blessed and wonderful and safe day, Carla.
Thank you.
In my Father Almighty. Amen.
Amen. One person is texting. There was a caller who spoke of the fact that some people do not like to be corrected. That is a judgment in itself. As I know that some people would take direction and counsel from someone and not necessarily the person who approached them. Do not judge people. Listen. I want to stay neutral on this, but I have to agree with you. I have to agree. To me, and you guys could say, is it that we're supposed to come back when we have already been taken up? I mean, the Bible speaks of this. That we will come back to judge. But you guys could call in and correct the host. It's okay. I'm here to take correction, and I'm humbled. I stand corrected. OMG, color the oil thing with that pasta is serious. Wow. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lady Carla.
Morning, darling.
Blessings to you and your family. I call you to tell you nothing is wrong with Mr. Santa Cruz. I heard him talking to Dr. Button on Sunday. And I want to send blessings to Lady Corridon. And Sonny Samson and one family, and Mr. Maraval, and Mr. Mackenzie and family, and to my family, Aaron, Joan, Karen, and all of them, a blessing for them today. Thank you, Lady Carla.
All righty, my darling. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Blessings. You guys have to call the line, not the WhatsApp. 625-2759 and 624-7729. My niece was having bad headaches, and I called the same oil pastor. He told me he's seeing a snake in her head and get the oil for her. He didn't even bother to pray for her. Wow. Misrepresentation comes in many ways. Do we as Christians even know how we must live and behave? Do we even know how we treat people? Do we even know how to be kind to people? Do we even know how to forgive? Do we even know how to show love and compassion to a person? Father God. Carla, could I call? No, don't call it WhatsApp, love. Call it line, the telephone line. 625, my darling. 2759 and 624-7729. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just called in to share a dream I got last week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A dream I was in Port of Spain on the promenade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had three evil faces in the sky, and everybody crying and bawling and watching up in the sky. And I see about six faces, but those faces look good, like good people. And out of the blue, that woman appeared in front of me and had my Bible, a book, and tell me, just be careful. I believe that is the work of God. Give sending a message for me.
It is? Who was sending a message?
God.
God was sending a message. What was the message?
I don't know, but the person just, a lady just appear, and my stretch out her hand and said, I'll out to everybody there, and hand stretch out her hand me a book.
All right, my dear. Well, you stay blessed, and I hope that you get the message from the Lord.
I hope so too.
Blessings. Probably somebody could interpret the dream for him. That's okay, love. 2 minutes before the hour of 7, I'm going to take more of your calls inside the second hour. Somebody says the gentleman that just called needs to read his Bible a little more. Handed him a book, a Bible. Oh, okay. No one else that gave it to. Okay, cool. Morning, Natalie and Chaguanas. Morning, Joanne in Tobago. Marcia, good morning. Stick and stay. Your voice, the Christian perspective. What are some of the characteristics that you would know when somebody is misrepresenting the gospel? Jesus Christ.
Sky 99.5 FM.
625-2759 and 624-7729. Good morning, Carla. What the lady now say about Mr. Santa Cruz, Dr. Batson's program on Sunday was recorded, Dion said, and before it was pre-recorded. Okay, Carla? It's Verna from Marima. Alrighty. Gotcha. Another thing is, when the pastors tell you to make an appointment to see them and pay their secretary $1,000, $2,000, or even $3,000 before the prayer or prophecy over your life. Mm-hmm. Another misrepresentation of the gospel is when people put forward doctrines that exclude a particular person or a particular race, or if it's interpreted in that manner, that is a misrepresentation of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for all, not for one particular race, creed, color. No. Christ came to save everybody. The body of Christ consists of people who would love God. And if you want to dispute that, you can go right ahead. It's your voice after all. And it's your opportunity to speak your truth.
Some of these people just want money. They just want the love and money. You know, I heard a program on 99.5 and I decided to call. They say call for your deliverance. And you know, I did call. And they tell me to get a shawl and 2 bottles of oil. I need that. I say, okay, how can I get that? Man say, we'll make arrangement and $1,500 to get the 2 bottle of oil and this pressure. I said, I don't have that kind of money. He said, okay, as soon as you get it, you can call. Carl, and that just turned me, because if you need deliverance, how would you need $1,500 to get 2 bottles of oil? And
oops, sorry. Oh my, oh my. Yeah, yeah, just now.
Me, because if you need deliverance, how would you need $1,500 to get 2 bottles of oil and a pressure? Because he said coming straight from Israel. We could bless our oil here and we could pray in our home. Carla, so I don't really listen to half of these pastors, especially on the radio, because their love is about money. That happened last week on Sky Family 99.5. It was a Sunday evening. Thank you, Carla.
Think with that one. 10 minutes after the hour 7. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you going, Carla?
Oh gosh, darling, doo-doo sugar plum, I miss you. What's going on with your phone?
It wasn't working, and then I was doing a little fasting, Carla. I was not all wrong.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. I understand.
And I heard you. Subject this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have to pay for God's word, because God's word are free.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be free. Anytime you hear the representation of you have to pay money to hear God's word or to do anything, is that is wrong representation?
Correct.
God's word is for everyone and all, and it's supposed to be free. Allah,
yes,
I
daddy.
Just want you to you know. Hold on. Because thank God's word, if you go to study what it is sometimes, people telling you in churches, you never go to church. Because it's sometimes the misrepresentation one time. But if you, the person, as the individual, have to know what you're doing. And to Mr. Santa Cruz and Mr. Mackenzie, Gina and Jeanette, everyone, I say morning to you all. And to Susan and Maloney and Susan and Digo, everyone from A to Z this morning, I say morning to everyone. And Carla, you eat something to your family.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What are some of the characteristics?
Keep pressing on.
All right, no hopping on. We've heard a lot about all the other stuff. What are some of the other things? Regular things.
From the people.
What do you think that the gospel is being misrepresented? Misrepresentative. Misrepresented. That's what I said. Bless, good morning, Carla and the Sky Family.
Will it ever get better?
When I hear the poor boy. All right, okay. Giant, yeah, okay. Well, we got you.
You were born to win.
I heard you loud and clear.
Leaving you.
I don't know. But it's just something that you guys have to be mindful of. Some of the things that anything that is exclusive. The gospel of Jesus Christ doesn't say anything about that, does it? If there's a scripture that bring it to the fore, guys. We need to know it's your voice that supports the argument of whether
I never met a
person should be paying the gospel. I'm just saying.
You're gonna have to
now, persons have to pay to have a program here. Yeah, they do. At the end of the day. But what I'm saying is, if when it comes to healing, when it comes to prayer, that's free. Yeah.
No.
To keep pressing on.
No. Keep running. Your joy is coming. Keep pressing on.
I don't want to focus on that too much, guys, so let's not talk about whatever you guys would have heard. What we're trying to do is enlighten you. this morning. I'm not enlightening you. You guys are enlightening yourselves. Upon sharing. Injo shared his. His really kind of disappointed me. Sad. But true. I would like for some of the pastors to call. We would love to hear some of the pastors this morning. True. Nobody's perfect. Not even the pastors. And I want you to understand that people will be people. What Chase Village said is, no, it's because people don't want to be corrected. But no, it's not that. And those that don't, Bible says it's only a fool doesn't take correction. Yeah. This one, I don't know. You guys, what do you think about that one? I want to hear this. I want to hear people discuss this one. Sow a seed and you will be blessed. Let's talk about that. But before we do that, I like that one. Sow a seed. I want it because I've been trying to understand that one. I was hoping Prophet Ramnani, could you come to the fore and explain that one for us? Really want to find out more about it. Glad you guys not hopping on that other one. But I've been hearing this one a long time. And I'd like for my pastors to expound on this one. This one is sow a seed and you will be blessed. Oh. Is that a misrepresentation of the gospel? I'm just asking. Hello, good morning. Hello. All right. I like how you guys are thinking this morning. I like it. Let's discuss it. We have to discuss it. We have to figure out whether or not. Listen. Tea at times, guys, could taste bland and boring. But don't worry, on Sky, there's always time for better tea. So here's a tea time tip to take your tea to the next level. Courtesy Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything your cereal should too. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you. Get ready for more exciting and tasty tea time tips. So my pastors, Pastor Bernard and all those other pastors, Pastor Anthony Seeley, calling you guys Prophet Major Samuel Ramdani. So today we're doing this one. I love this one. You need to try this one next, Ajay and Michelle. A mixture of strawberries and blueberries will add sugar and texture to the tea, leaving you feeling less hungry. Morning, Ashi. Keep listening for more tea time tips on Sky, courtesy Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything. Your cereal should too. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you. With these tips, tea time will get better with each one you try. Stay tuned. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Carla, morning again.
Yeah.
This morning. Is Indra.
Yes, Indra.
Yeah, yes, about sowing the seed.
Yeah.
I sow plenty seed that I was told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla, I haven't seen nothing come true as yet.
Wow.
And many, many years, I went to church. And when the pastor say you have to sow a certain amount, and I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Carla, I lose everything.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I continue to give and mm-mm, nothing come true.
All right, but that's really sad. But I want to also hear from persons who have sowed seeds and reaped the benefits. But thanks for letting us know, though.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I know pastors that prey on people to get rid of people and for people to own what they have. And it happened right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to talk to you personally.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Carla, take care.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Good morning, Auntie Carla from Ajay.
Morning, Ajay.
Good morning,
morning, Carla. Good morning, Sky family. What about those foreign ministers who come to our local shores and they would point out somebody and tell them, you know, I'm seeing God going to do a work in your life. And then you have to pay so much and so much of money. And, you know, persons now will just gravitate towards that and hope that everything will come true, but nothing is coming true. And then at the end of the day, some of them, they're spiritually messed up by that.
So, you know, I'm going to have my apostle touch base with us sometime during the course of the program in our last hour. But I want to get your voices on what you think. What about this idea of sowing seeds? Sowing seeds and you will be blessed. We're waiting to hear. We're waiting to hear what you guys would say. Right, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 20 minutes after the hour. I am one who has sowed seeds and reaped great benefits. I want to hear from those people as well. Not only the ones that have had bad experiences. Sometimes. I want, like I said, I would love for the pastors to come and enlighten us. They're enlightening me as well. Huh? I'm here to learn from you guys. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And thank you very much. I'm a first-time caller.
First-time caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Samuel.
This is?
Samuel.
Samuel, calling from where?
I'm calling from Arima.
Arima in the house. Morning to you, Samuel. Morning.
All right, okay. I heard you mention about sowing seeds, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I believe that is a misrepresentation of the gospel.
Okay, tell us why.
Jesus Christ said in his parable concerning the sower and the seed, he said the seed is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The seed is the word. All right? That whole message of sowing seed was meant to represent souls, the souls of men.
Wow.
Not money.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And anybody who is teaching that doctrine, they are under the influence of a spirit that is not of God. And I'm a very, very strong statement. All right? We know everybody make mistakes. I'm not chastising or condemning anybody.
Yeah.
But whether or not it is a mistake, it is also a misrepresentation of the word of God.
Yeah.
Because, you see, you don't, as a matter of fact, in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, come and buy, come and drink freely.
Ah, boy.
And salvation is free.
Freely you receive and freely you give.
The man who preach the word, okay, should live by the word.
Yeah.
It is not his responsibility to ask or to compel men to pay for the gospel. Men people should not pay for the gospel. What people should do is to support those who are preaching the gospel. So
yeah.
There is a difference between paying for the gospel and supporting those who preach the gospel.
And
anytime ministers are asking people to pay for the Bible, I want you to show me one text in the scripture where any of the prophets or the apostles ask anybody to pay them money to receive a healing or a deliverance. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you cannot show me that, Jesus Christ never take a cent from a soul to bring deliverance and healing from them.
Yeah.
For them. So I'm simply saying is that those who are using this concept of seed, okay, if you use the concept of seed in a financial term, it can be understood from a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
But as far as the gospel is concerned, it does not fit. You see, there are certain things that we could say that may work, but it may not fit in the place where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
So that the whole concept of sowing seed could be understood from a financial... If a man is dealing with finances and he's using that term, it could be understood from that term. But as far as the gospel is concerned, the whole concept of seed, if you read the parable, it is relating to the souls of men, because Jesus Christ makes it clear. As a matter of fact, his disciples told him, after the parable, he told his disciples, let me explain the parable for you.
Wow.
He said, the seed is the word of God, and the seed is the world. So that Jesus Christ said, some of the seed fall on stony ground, some fall on good soil. okay? Yeah. And so any pastor that is in, what these men are doing, they are using the word of God and they are corrupting the truth for their own personal benefit. Mm-hmm. And that is the reason why there is a lot of people today who do not want to go to church, who do not want to hear anything about any pastor. And there are a lot of good honest pastors outside there. And because of those who are corrupting the truth, a lot of people don't want to hear about church. They don't want to hear about pastors. All because of those who are misrepresenting the truth. Yeah. So what they are doing, as Jesus Christ told the scribes and Pharisees, he said, you are misrepresenting the kingdom of God. You are not going into the kingdom and you are keeping people out of the kingdom. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Samuel from Arima. Blessings to you. Wow. Word. Word for the people of God. All right. So he explained it. We would love to hear more of you guys. A person asked the question, what about sowing seeds and you'll be blessed? Is that a misrepresentation of the gospel? Good question. Good one. On the sky.
Changing lives, one radio at a time. Your Sky 99.5 FM.
That's right. We're changing lives, one radio at a time. One radio, one life. We're touching one life at a time. That's what we're here to do. Encourage you, inspire you, empower you,
simple song, simple,
and edify you. Someone says, I agree with the last caller. I sow the seed into my pastor's life. Thank God. And I am still being blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Never know, even though sometimes you may lose your mind.
Yes, you can. But I need you guys to expound on that. Yes. Come on now. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla G.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
How are you?
I'm blessed. And you?
Praise the Lord. I'm wonderful by the grace of God.
Very good.
Yes. Mr. Samuel has stirred up my spirit.
Oh, wow.
I said the first time, I get up late, so I didn't hear the first hour.
Uh-huh.
But first time I heard something was so truth and enticing.
Yes.
Truth does entice me.
Yes.
So this sowing a seed thing that is referred to money, I have always had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a problem with something, I stay away from it. But I could not explain it better than Mr. Samuel have done.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you, brother. Stand on the word. The word is yea and amen. And I heard her sister said before that she have contributed in the seed business and it never worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a scripture where it was said, woe unto the pastors that lead my flock astray. And pastors have to take cognizance of what they're putting out there, what they're teaching people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never get caught up with this planting seed thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the planting, not even planting, to throwing off the seed.
Yeah.
I understand it from the point of view that you go out there, you share the word of God, that is the seed. You share it, as Brother Samuel said, the field is the world out there.
Yeah.
That we got to go and tell them what the Lord said. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
That's what the plant of the seed is, or the sowing of the seed is. And then the Bible says to us that, some come in by different amount of fold. Souls, that is souls, brothers and sisters in Christ. The seed is the word. Let's not get caught up with this giving a seed or sowing a seed and who will sow 100 and who will give 200 and who can't pay that. If you have 50, we will take it. And if you have 10, God forbid.
Hmm.
God forbid. So I am so glad some of these programs, Sister Carla G, I know you don't like that, but are so into the communication right now. This brother still my spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I am saying that we have to read the word for ourselves.
Yeah.
Work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling.
Yeah.
That word of God. So when we do what God said to do, and maybe if in testimony, testimony day, I might share testimony in that fact that I heard this sister said people prayed for things and it never worked out for her. She gave and it never worked out for her. But I tell you, sometimes you have to know how to go and talk to God for yourself.
Yeah.
I remember doing that, and I have a testimony I could share with the Sky family.
Yes.
Let me finish off here. Sky family, this morning, I see a pleasant good morning to you all. And I'm not hearing our brother Santa Cruz.
His phone is giving trouble.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
So, Mr. Santa Cruz, God bless you and good morning.
Thank you.
Allergy, continue your good work in Jesus' name.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much. Honestly, bye-bye. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Trella.
Morning, sir. How are you?
No, you're about trying to change into the program.
Wonderful. Go right ahead.
I don't know what the topic.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, okay, so the topic we're talking about misrepresenting the gospel. So persons have spoken about we made that point that you shouldn't have to pay for healing or pay for deliverance. That is a misrepresentation of the gospel. Another thing persons brought to the fore is when people tell you if you sow a seed you'll be blessed.
Okay,
so we're talking. Yeah, we've been.
Eddie Bessel Street Man.
So oh God! No! Don't call nobody.
Call any name.
Yeah, I know. Just don't call.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
But. All righty. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh. This one's a tricky one, guys. Yes, side every weight, so I can. So somebody said, yeah, check this out. Somebody said, I believe in seed faith. My husband had just separated from me and he left me. I went back home to my parents' house and prayed for my own home, and I sowed a seed of just $100. This is a seed faith. That's what she's calling it, a seed faith. And I continue to cry out to God for my children and myself. And today, I'm in my own HDC home. Do you know there's another person? Morning to you, my darling. Do you know there's another person who came and she actually had a testimony like that? But she sowed a seed faith. And all she had was $100. And she sowed it. And she also got her own home. So what does this mean? Scratching my head. You guys, help me. It's your voice, a Christian perspective. 35 minutes after the hour 7, Lady G, the company. Let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning. So I'm listening to the program, and I have to agree with Mr. Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
It is the word of God.
Yeah.
But there are so many scriptures that make reference to sowing of seeds. Huh?
Yes.
There's quite a few, and there's even one that says, he that sows bountifully reaps
bountifully.
That sows sparingly reaps sparingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a lot of scriptures that reference us to the seed. But what I don't have a problem with, people sowing, in faith, as you said, the young lady who sowed in faith, right?
Right.
The thing I think what people miss a lot is when giving, I refer to it as giving. When giving is your level of faith and that you give with her.
And that's the key. She sowed with great faith. Even though she sowed little in her monetary amount, she gained because of
how much you gave or you sowed in a good level of
faith
that you have in God.
Right.
Because maybe with the one might that she gave more than everybody else.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because that is all that she has and she gave it willingly.
Yeah.
So it's the willingness. What I disagree with is, I'm very careful when speaking about men of God. Eh?
Yes.
Very, very careful.
Me too.
But what I disagree with, you see when some ministers come out and they call you out and they have lines and you see that? Can you tell me, you call out people and say, you know what? I believe if God is going to bless someone, he will bless it. You know, I'll call them out. If there's a need for something within the kingdom, oh gosh, come on and say there's a need, X, Y, Z, and you know, you ask people to give, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ask people to give. Let them give according to their heart and their belief, you know? Because I believe God will speak to people and tell them how much to sow, how much to give, right? I believe God does that. And I mean, I can attest to giving and sowing. I mean, I have given to the work of the Lord. See, that is the next thing. You give. I believe if you are a weird farmer and I'm going to tell you to give, something wrong.
That's the thing.
Man, I've got to come and tell you to give. I don't think you'll be blessed that way.
No.
You have to willingly from your heart.
Freely give so that you can receive.
To a ministry or so into a need for the kingdom. You have to willingly want to do that.
Yeah.
And have the faith to believe God to work on your behalf. I mean, I have been out of a job for more than a year and God has supplied all my needs.
Yeah.
For me and my family. All my needs. And I mean, sowing, giving is not just in, you know, monetary giving, is your time as well.
Yeah.
Give your time towards the work of the Lord. So, you know, the mindset and the heart is what we need to look at this morning when it comes to giving and sowing. You know, some people don't believe in sowing, but I mean, I don't know how much, you know, you're sowing, but it's the mindset and the heart when doing it.
Like, I have a brother in the Lord. And he sold his time and his ministry and basically wasn't charging persons to come and minister in their churches. And there was one particular time he went really far because he lives in the north and he went far south, real far south. But my brothers and sisters and Trinidad and Tobago, when he was leaving, he left with a keys to an Audi. He left with a keys. It was handed to him. He left with a key. Let me say it again. He left with a key to an Audi because he didn't charge. He went down there and he sold of his time and he was doing it constantly. Yeah?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And God don't need our money. You know? What God requires is our time.
And our faithfulness. Our
willingness to serve him.
Yes.
You know, our willingness to serve him. So when always speaking about giving, it's always to me. Always, it's always about willingness.
Yeah.
Because it always reminds me of the rich man and coming to Christ. Christ, he was told that he therefore I cannot pass through the eye of a needle than him for him to, you know, for a rich man to enter the kingdom.
Right.
You know, because it's so hard for people to let go of money.
Yeah.
It comes down to your willingness. But me personally, I don't know for anybody, but me personally, if someone has to wait for a man of God to come and tell them, hey, you point out somebody and say, you need to sow? Something wrong, man. You're supposed to know in your spiritual walk with the Lord that, hey, giving, you can't receive with your hands closed. You need to open your hands to receive something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you give willingly, you will receive willingly.
Amen.
You know?
Thank you so much. God bless you. 2.410. Blessings. Yeah. Somebody, Denise, why are you so naughty? Denise said, good morning, Miss Carla. I heard Mr. Duke is asking citizens of Trinidad and Tobago to march around the House of Assembly 7 times and shout. I think that is a misrepresentation of the gospel. She actually politicized the topic. Right? But 19 minutes before the hour. She's also saying, yes, according to your faith, you can give your talent. But I prayed and thanked God even before I got the house. I thank God for this house. I didn't receive it as yet. Someone says they're learning a lot today. I'm so glad that you guys are not misrepresenting the gospel, even in your contributions this morning. God bless you.
For you that I am thinking of you. If only I could shout.
And guys, whether you're still searching for the right one to marry or just gone engaged, just got married, or have been married for years, here's a tip to help you have a successful marriage with Bible verses to guide you.
Can I give it back to you?
Work on on each other's inner beauty. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments, such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. It was Peter. 3:3-4. I'll cry out for you. And I just want to show you. Keep listening to Sky 99.5 for another marriage tip to help you not only have a happy and lasting marriage, but also to build a better home. Search all over only to find it. Nobody quite more of your calls. Today we're talking about misrepresenting the gospel. 625-2759. Got some voice notes. Pretty long ones. I'm going to play those in the third and final hour. But let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's Maraval.
Morning, Maraval. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What I know from my church, we take God said in scriptures to pay a tithe and offer a 10% tithe and offering all the time. And we give things that you have to do in the church and so on. But the concept of sowing a seed to get something, I have not really understood that one at all. And I'm still trying to find it out, to understand it, in the sense that, yes, you support the church. For people who live by the gospel, who preach the gospel, should really live by it. Paul did talk about that. But, and you have to support the church. We've been supporting church to spread the gospel, that people can, you know, because you need money to do all those things, to go on the radio and all these different things and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have not really understood that concept that other churches preach with, or some churches I say preach for, that you have to pick, sow a seed to get something. I'm not understanding that one at all. Because I don't think, my idea is that we really can't pay for God's blessings and stuff in the true sense.
So in other words, you believe that's a misrepresentation of the gospel?
Well, I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I should say my opinion is out on that inside. I'm not sure what it is, in the sense of it is a misrepresentation. Some of them are outright misrepresentation. We know they ask for money for things. But some of them say it as part of their belief system. I know here Tony Whitney, the American radio, religious stands a lot. And I'm still haven't understood that concept at all, you know, with the sowing seed to get something. Some people say they get things. I guess those who have the faith to believe that when you want something, that's probably a faith thing there. But
yes,
if you don't believe it, I don't think you should do it, because you wouldn't really get anything. Because I give to my church a lot and stuff, but I don't really give any sense of sowing. I ask God for what to help yourself, stuff and things like that, with prayer, because I believe in prayer a lot. But I just don't understand that concept. I have the phrase that you say, I haven't made up my mind on it. I'm not sure how it works.
All right.
You know, that thing. So I don't know if people are scamming people with that, because some of us say that it really works. And then others, you get nothing. So I don't know. But I have not really done it. I just say, I give tank offering and offerings and tank offering. I pay my tithe and all those things and offering and stuff. But I have never really done it to say a sow seed to get something.
All right.
That kind of thing. And I just still don't understand it. I'm serious in terms of how it works when scriptures say. I haven't seen any scriptures say that. That's the point.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, right. Games
me. Hello. Good morning.
I cannot speak. I cannot speak. I'm going to find them one day. I will blood to you. I cannot speak. I cannot speak. The sister was a Pentecostian Baptist woman, Marcus England. I want to say, I'm about 41 years, about 44 or 45, going to 45 years now. And after I was saved about 2 years or a year and a half or so, was the first time I heard about sowing of seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor asked to sow a seed for the cinema church that is in Forest Finger.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw $100. I was working for $400-something. I paid my tithe, and then the pastor asked for a seed. I saw $100, and I tell God, Father, I want a house. And I live in the house more than 30-something years now. and it's only God fires alone can I give me that song. And I want to say, you see, it's not only about the gospel, because God in the Bible, it has where Isaac sowed.
Gotcha.
And he reaped 100-fold in 1 year and all that. So if you sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly. And if you work, you sow bountifully, you shall reap bountifully. Mm-hmm. So I want to say, even if you have health, you're supposed to give God five thanks if you sow. Because it has some people who just suffer plenty of sickness.
Mm.
And I want to say to Miss Marjorie, be strong and have a good courage. Sorry to hear about your daughter and your daughter, birthday. Wish you happy birthday. Okay.
Okay, my darling. Blessings. Michelle Oliveira, I'm going to get to your text, your voice note in a short bit. Pauline, also, I'm going to get to yours. Morning. Well, I was told by a pastor, you don't pay tithes, you give tithes. That's true. We don't pay it. It's not a bill. You give. Anybody tired? 10 minutes before the hour of 8. We got news at the top of the hour. We take your calls now at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Hello, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Carlos.
Just a wait. We missed you.
I'm quite aware of that,
Wonderful.
But I have not been well.
You're not well?
I feel much better than a couple of days ago.
Wow.
That is why I'm able to, call in this morning. What happened was, last week, Sunday, I accidentally went into one of the steel frames of a door, and to compound that, in my bedroom, I bent down to pick up something on the floor, off the floor. When I raised my head up, it went into the edge of the dressing table on the identical spot where I had bumped my head on the steel frame of the floor.
Oh my God, Lord Jesus.
I didn't take it on. That was last week, Sunday.
Right.
Well, if you recall, the last time I called you was last week, Monday.
Right.
So I didn't take it on. But the Tuesday morning, when I woke up with pain, real pain, excruciatingly painful, headaches on the whole right side of my head.
Wow.
And the right side of my face was swollen.
Oh my Lord Jesus.
And very painful. I couldn't talk at all. Say when my sons came and they went and got medication and different things to me to bring down the swelling and painkillers and all different kind of medication. So that the swelling has gone down considerably. And well, pain, no more pain. Thank God.
Thank God for that.
Yes. But I tell you, the only time I experienced pain like that was 76 years ago.
Wow.
I was just about 20. And I caught a real bad cold. In fact, I was hospitalized and they had given me up to death. I was screaming around and everything. Told my mother she's coming any hour, any night. Yeah. And that was real pain. Yeah.
Well, we're sorry to hear that. We were wondering what was happening. First, we were hearing your phone wasn't working, and then someone did mention that.
That jaw was locked.
Wow.
But I was hearing everything. So let me take this opportunity
Sister, a very good morning to all the brothers and sisters in the Sky family. And also, I want to express my sincerest apology that I could not possibly have answered all the messages.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you the messages that my voice made.
Yeah.
Of the Sky family members expressing their concern.
Yeah.
So all these messages on my telephone, do you know who they are? I wanted to say that I appreciate it very much indeed. And some of those still call on the radio. Because as I told you a moment ago, I've been listening.
Yeah.
And quite a number here, all those who are expressing their concern.
Yeah.
And it was very heartwarming. And it shows how much love the Sky family has for one another. I do appreciate it. But as I say, I couldn't have answered the phone. So I apologize that I could not possibly have done so. To all the members of the Sky family who expressed their concern on messages of my voicemail and who expressed their concern on air, on the radio.
All right.
Psychology, as always, you have a very pleasant and fulfilled day, and I'll be with you throughout the balance of your show.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings.
And I pray God's continued healing upon your body and in your head.
Blessings.
God bless you.
Bless you as well.
Bye-bye. Well, we heard it right there, and we heard from the CEO of Sky 99.5, Mr. Santa Cruz. Well, he wasn't well, had a bit of an accident. I'm glad that he touched base with us and we heard from him and that he's okay right now. Someone says, I love the topic of sowing seeds. I believe that people perhaps do not see the reward based on their faith. I believe that it would depend on the ministry you are sowing into. Ooh, that is a good point. Let me tell you why. Sometimes we don't sow seeds into good ground. It's just like if you go and you, let's say you have, you know, the type of orangey soil, and you don't put any manure and you don't put anything into it. You put nothing and you just throw the seeds there. The only thing that would grow up in that type of soil is weeds. Good point. You cannot sow into dead ministry and expect gifts. A seed is a living thing. We should sow because we are committed to the service of God. Ay, ay, ay. Word to the wise. Let me take a couple more calls before the news at 8 o'clock. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Yes. So, in seed, if you all heard about it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
What happened? The Bible said a liar will go to hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You know my son gone this morning for interview with the HDC house?
Mm-hmm.
But he do go to church?
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on, he was drunk and I had a problem with it.
Right.
So, the blessing of God is not really when it's to and give and whatever. No, no, no. God's blessing. Because you see, if a just and unjust man go out in the rain, you see, I give light to the just
and the unjust. And the unjust, yeah.
Right? The ungodly and the ungodly, if you go out in the rain falling on all of us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, people believe that the blessings of God, when I saw a seed and God bless them with this and that and that. No, 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 no. The blessings of God is the spirit of God for a believer.
Right.
That is the first of all, because if you don't work hard, you can't get what you want, you know. The house come, you actually ask people how long they applied for the house. They get in a week time, 2 days time. No. My son applied 3 years for this house. Look, they call him out for the house. He don't go to church. His wife, his children not come to church.
Wow.
Right, so we have to be very careful when people say, oh, that's what I've said. Let me tell you something. This sowing seed thing, ma'am, the Bible said Satan will come like a light.
Hmm.
I know a lot of pastors will want to pray for your station to close down. No, you know why? they won't like what they're hearing.
Yeah.
If you're sowing a seed, you're not living right for God. How can you be blessed?
Yeah, somebody just say, I have to be careful. I might lose my job. Oh, Lord. Because of the program.
No, pastors wouldn't like what you bring up here. But you should continue for the rest of the week. Because here what? A lot of people need to be discerned. They have to discern. Let the spirit discern black from white. and read the scriptures and let us go according to what the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Look, a brother talk wonderful. So when I preach concerning, I do want to tell a believer what to, how to give and how much to give and whatever. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stress on giving. People know what they have to give. I say, if you are giving, if you do not give or not give your tithes and your offering, you will be cursed, not me.
Nah. Misrepresenting the gospel.
Sorry?
I said that's misrepresenting the gospel if you say tell a person that.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you see, we, a believer, a person who not given unto the kingdom of the work of the kingdom of God, they need to get saved, first of all. A saved person won't rob God. You can't be, you know, I have a lot of bandits and there's and a lot of Christians bandits.
Hmm.
We just rob God, yes, but what I'm trying to say, man, I want to close up, you know. Rain fall on the just and the unjust.
True.
So when I say to be blessed, is not in scripture.
Hmm.
You have to work hard. You can so much see your want. You respect a pastor when you come to your house.
But you agree with persons giving tithes, right?
Of course. You have to.
Yeah. Thank you. Blessings.
Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.
5 minutes after the hour of eight. Welcome inside hour number three, my third and final hour here with you. Voice of Christian Perspective. Yes. Good morning to you, Gail. Good morning to you, Ronald Mendoza. Vanessa, who is she up there in La Hawketa? Good morning. We've got some voice notes to go through. We've got your text messages coming in at 333-9950. And of course, we've got your calls at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Hello, good morning.
Kala, morning, ma'am. How are you this morning, Kala?
Morning, how are you?
I'm great, Kala.
My fire starter. What's a good example of misrepresentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ? What's a good example?
Finding $35 million in that church, Kala.
Oh, go. Why?
Kala, you can't have $35 million in your church, Kala. People house burned down, and I see people in TV crying for help to the house, and people. I am sure, Kala, that $35 million they find in that church, that people in that same church that don't have money to pay the rent, don't have food upon the table, Kala.
Are you sure about that?
Kala, I sure 145% sure, Kala.
Okay.
Right? And I'm sure that not one red cent have been given to them people to assist in anything, Kala. Kala, as far as I consider, if I have to defy my church, I ask it every Sunday. Anybody here need assistance? Anybody mm-hmm. come and talk to me after church? Right? See, let me see what we can do. I am sure that they don't even say that in the church, Kala.
But,
and you have $35 million.
But I met a young lady from the church, right, guys? So, yeah, I met a young lady from the church and... You know, she had something completely opposite. I also met another pastor who knows him. And they both said the same thing, which is he has helped people in his congregation, set them up in business and all that. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I could be wrong, Kala, but Kala, I've got $35 million in that church.
You just find that's wrong.
Puzzling for me, no, Kala.
Puzzling.
Right? Why is that money not in a banking account?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why is it in your house and in the back of your church? That is a question that is very frightening to me.
Hmm.
Right? And if you sit down and really think about that, something is wrong, Nicola.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to have $35 million in the church in a caucus bag, in envelope and all kind of thing, Nicola. Something is definitely wrong, Nicola.
Yeah.
Right? So, as well as, yes, he might help people, but you have to find out why it is all that money was in the building.
Hmm.
Right, where there's a place called a bank or a credit union or something that you could go and put the money in.
Yeah.
Right? I understand you keep a certain amount of money in your church, you know.
Yeah.
In the church, you can have about $50,000-$60,000 in the church put on in a safe or something. But who would have $35 million back up in the house, Kala?
Yeah.
Right? But I think most of these so called pastors and preachers, they are fleecing people.
Mm.
Right? The Bible, no way the Bible says you can sell the word of God. Right? So for you to bless somebody, Kala, that person not to put no $100 in no envelope and no thing. And all. You're supposed to bless people willingly, Kala.
Mm.
Right? And it's up to that individual to say, well, making a donation to the church, right? But when you ask people to put this here and put that there and put this here and you go get $100, and that's a, like you fooling people. Mm. I never heard Jesus say that. Jesus never went and opened nobody, opened the blind man and tell them, give me $100 to $200 in an envelope there. You ever hear Jesus anywhere in the Bible say that, Carla?
Yeah, no.
And a matter of fact, he tell them go to the mosque. And they must not to go to the synagogue and tell the priest what I had done and some I can't remember the exact wording, right? But he never asked nobody for a single dollar to do anything for them. So anybody who's telling you, so this and so that, Carla, I have a serious issue here.
All right.
I can't tell nobody what to do, but at the end of the day, you can't tell the word of God. Right? As a Christian. That is not for sale. And that is what a lot of people are doing right now. A lot of people have business and all kind of thing. Great. I think God put something in place to run the church, and that is tithes, right? We don't need to have no business running out of the church, because Jesus went and licked down all the fowl and all the pigeon and pelt. When he reached into the synagogue and saw what the people are doing, he said, this is my father's house, you know, and all that, turn it into that den of thieves and all these things, and he started to kick down this and kick down that.
Yeah, get on bad.
Right? So, it's puzzling to me. Carla, you have a wonderful day, right? And a wonderful day to the whole Sky family.
Blessings. Mm. 10 minutes after the hour of 8, we got no birthday corner because we actually don't have person celebrating birthdays today. And let me say good morning going out to Pastor Natasha Leon, the two powerful ladies who I met last week, and Minister Rivas, Eugenia Rivas. Good morning, ladies. Powerful, powerful women of God. Somebody says you're judging. Yeah, he's judging. He's judging the man with the 35 million. I hear you loud and clear. That's why I brought up the fact that I met two people, one a member of the church and one a pastor who knows him, and he said that that man helps people in his community. And maybe people in the community probably call in. But again, that was a big controversy last year. Misrepresenting the gospel. Give me some examples, guys. No birthday corner today. Okay, nobody's celebrating a birthday. Yeah. Alrighty. We'll be alright nevertheless. Let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Miss Carla, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Toko.
Toko?
Yeah.
Morning, Toko.
A pleasant morning to you again. Miss Carla, I just want to really walk through the paces as a, what you call a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I come from that era where you had a revival. You put up a tent and you get tracks and you walk around. Sometimes we walk to the village, we walk to the next village and we give out tracks. You have crusades and people come and give their life to Christ. And sometimes I could remember that blocks were put up in order for you to have.
Yeah,
we have the church now that begins where large buildings and that, and it has turned in what you call a Jesus Christ industry. It is like a industry now. It is like a factory that creates a certain set of things, and the word have to be sold and all these different things. And there is a thing. However, the Bible tells that many would be called and few would be chosen. The last caller just mentioned there that it is a place where the fields and a lot of things have to take place. Bearing in mind that the gospel has to reach certain places. So if a person decides to have a program on the radio station, it will have a cost. If we have a building, we would have to get it clean, sanitized, and these kind of things. So you know where money needs to go. But when it starts to come in now, into that, changing it into an industry, that Jesus Christ industry is what we're speaking about now in this time here, that is causing it to be that we have to make money off of the word of God. We have to hustle it. You know, you get a set of hustlers. But however, in the last days, there is a definition in the Bible that so many things that happen. And one of them would be many will be called, but few would be chosen.
Wow.
You just have a blessed day.
I will. Thank you. God bless you. Wow. Good morning to Candace Scott. My new trainer. I'm not hearing from my old one. Morning to Delia Smith. My model friend. Looking good, honey. Goals, my love. Goals. Thank you guys coming on this journey with me. Hello, good morning.
Hi, blessed the pure in heart.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I have a part of my flavor outside here with Miss Patricia.
Morning, Patricia. Cheese, what kind of flavor? Strawberry. I like strawberry.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
I guess that the nation would like to hear what this minister has to say.
Go right ahead.
Kala, first of all, I heard Mr. Santa Cruz's voice, and I feel blessed.
Yeah.
But I'm not satisfied.
You're not satisfied?
I have a personal number for him. I too did call and I didn't get
it. I did as well.
You know.
But now we know why he wasn't answering any of us. We know he was in pain.
Yes. But what I seen inside of this pastor, Kala, you know, there was a slogan, I care.
Mm-hmm.
When you're also concerned. Because Mr. Cruz then, the tone of voice now that I hear, should have some family being there with him, because the house be, he could keep two family there per night. You know, just monitor. You see, as much as we think that we could make it, God knows this, and you need that kind of admonishment.
Yeah.
Right. So, to the end of the day, we're going back to the ministers. The ministers, some people say, well, they charge and they this and the other. But there is always a good side of the coin. And I tell you, Kala, some people, they have the dead. You bury the dead, you dress, a gong to press alone is $78 and $80 and $90 to go, because when you go, you have to be properly attired.
Mm-hmm.
Have to pay a vehicle. If you didn't ask for a vehicle, you don't get a vehicle. The minister have to get everything prepared to do. Listener, to bury a dead, Kala, is not an easy thing, because if you don't know what you're doing, the zombie come back on you whole night, you and your family can't sleep, is a torture in you. You have to be ordained by God to do God's work.
Hmm.
And what the Caesar in short, give it to Caesar. And you know, after the dead bury, it have champagne, it have brandy, but you know, they never even say, well, let me give the pastor an envelope. And Kala, let me close this. I am Mackenzie. I am Reverend Mackenzie. Kala, the Spirit of God send witnesses to me to tell me whatever that I do, he have not charged me to have that talent and charge nobody absolutely for whatever that I do spiritual.
So you don't charge people for your spiritual work?
No, Kala.
But if they give you a love gift, you take it?
Exactly.
Okay.
I do that.
All right, got you.
And as a matter of fact, I take it because I need it.
Right.
Otherwise, there's some who have the dead, and I help them to bury the dead without taking a cent. They couldn't give me no money, because I know better than that.
Wow.
And God is the provider.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's a very good topic, but we have to look at the two sides of the coin, because some people just love themselves, and the minister, because he come from God, he have a wing, and he come down, and he don't have to eat, he don't have to drink, and he don't have a family. Bless you and have a wonderful day, Kala.
Thank you. Blessings to you. 17 minutes after the hour of 8, it's your voice, The Christian Perspective. We'll be heard from Reverend Mackenzie. Good morning to you. And Patricia, good morning. I thank you for the place where I'm presently in. Hope it all is well. Now the past, there will be no now. There was somebody that sent a text. All right, okay, let me read this one.
Morning again, right?
Keep
you again, right? So if you say I'm judging, whoever say I'm judging, let those individuals come and tell me what you do with $35 million in a church, right? If I'm judging color, let any individual come forth and say, what is you doing with $35 million in your church and in not the bank or the credit union? Anybody who say I'm judging, let them come and explain that to me. Have a wonderful day again, Kala.
All righty. Gotcha. My fire started. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's your name? Where are you calling? I'm blessed and highly favored. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Douglas from Arima.
Douglas from Arima. I'm hearing my Arima peoples today. Thank you, Douglas. Welcome to the program.
Yes, you're welcome. Carla, you are in great demand. I have to be be after you constantly to get you, girl.
Bless the Lord for that. Only God. God talk to all glory and honor to God.
Let me just share two things on the first question.
Mm-hmm.
One is, anytime you see a minister talking too much about himself, I will do this for you and I will do that for you, that is one of the signs to check him out and see whether he's of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's leave the rest of that. I forget the other part. But I don't know. This minister just went there and he says there's two sides to the coin. There's no two sides to the interpretation of the Word of God.
Mm.
And we're dealing with the Word of God. We're not dealing with the mindset of men.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Word of God have to say about sowing and reaping, or about giving to the work of God? The work of God must be maintained by the people of God. That is that. There's no excuse. There's no other way. The church, the servant of God who is committed and dedicated, must be maintained. They say he that preached the gospel must live by it. If he's not doing any other work, and he's committed to the church and the people of God, the people of God must make meaningful contribution.
Yeah.
Mr. Samuel made a brilliant explanation of the sower and the seed.
Your colleague from Arima.
Samuel from Arima.
Mm-hmm.
He did a very good job of explaining the sower and the seed.
Yes.
But you see, there's another side of sowing that he didn't go, because he wanted to stay on the sow of the seed. He was very accurate on the sow of the seed.
Right.
But in Corinthians, I think it's chapter 9, I hope I'm right. Even that, I know it's in Corinthians for sure. The Apostle Paul talking about laying aside your gifts before you come to church, when you're coming to church. So
right.
You could give to God, give right. to the church and give to the work of God. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he continued to see, they that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully.
Right.
And they that sow sparingly shall reap sparingly.
Right.
And he was talking about giving of money to the church, bringing your gifts, your financial gifts. So there's this other side, like Samuel was saying, there's nothing about money there. But this side, where the Apostle Paul was talking about, he was talking about money. All right? So that there's this side where you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully.
Mm-hmm.
The other side to that is, there's a lot of people who think that they could just sow money and buy the blessings of God. And they do not know that they have to let their life measure up with God. They have to have favor with God. All right? And that favor, that measuring up with God's standards, is what is manual and is watering for your seed when you sow it.
Wow.
They don't teach you anything about watering your seed. But let me let the people of God throughout the world know that every seed must be watered.
Hmm.
All right?
Come on.
No seed. You take a seed and you put it in your cupboard, it will stay there for 10 years, so long as water ain't touch it.
Okay.
All right? So every seed must be watered. And the people of God must understand the principle of watering the seed. They must give to the work of God. I heard you ask the gentleman, a pastor, a question a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I don't agree with.
Okay.
Tidings is not a New Testament church doctrine. We could use the 10% as a minimum standard for giving, because the Bible says the new covenant speak of better things.
Mm-hmm.
And I report the scripture for you in Hebrews chapter 7, where Abraham meet Melchizedek when he came back from slaughtering the kings when they took Lot and all Lot's family. And he gave to Melchizedek, king of Salem, the 10%. That same chapter continued to see, as the priesthood is changed, so also the law must be changed. It is also necessary that the law also be changed. Because we are not under the Levitical priesthood, because under the Levitical priesthood, the priests received tithes because they didn't do anything else more than attend to the house of God.
Yeah.
That was committed. So they received tithes, so that was their inheritance. Now, because of that, right, Jesus came not after the order of Melchizedek, and that's in the same chapter 7, but he came after the order of Melchizedek. And because the priesthood is changed, the scripture says, it is necessary that the law also be changed. Now, I believe that the people of God should use the 10% as a minimum standard, because the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So it should be a minimum standard of our giving. But it should not be a compulsory standard, because it is the doctrine of the church. The church doctrine is different from the children of Israel doctrine. All right? Jesus established a new covenant for us, and the new covenant is, as Apostle Paul says, let every man lay aside as he purposes in his heart. God love a cheerful giver. All right? And if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly.
All right.
If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And Galatians says, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. There are people who are sowing money and want anointing. Right? If you want the anointing of God, you need to sow yourself. You make yourself present in God's presence. And God's presence will be in your presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Carla.
Thank you.
So good to be with you this morning.
Thank you.
Trinidad and Tobago. And Father, strengthen the, what's the gentleman name who was sick there? Touch him.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Mr. Santa Cruz. Father, touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Energize him and restore him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Wow. Douglas from Arima. My Arima peeps are coming out this morning. Wow. 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 Well said, Ronald Mendoza says. Someone says, the program is called The Christian Perspective, which means all Christians or persons are free to have their perspective. I'm not sure if Christ Jesus spoke with aggression. Fantastic contribution based on knowledge coupled with prayers. Amen. That's what it's all about here on Sky. But what about persons who don't believe in the systems of this world, financial institutions? And as it pertains to what, my love? What you're drinking, whatever you're drinking, soon you're thirsty. All right, Junior, I'm going back to... Okay, Pauline, I missed yours. Michelle, let me get through Michelle and Pauline and Junior's voice notes. You guys have to hold a second. Hold the lines, guys.
Good morning, Carla. Good morning, 99.5 FM, the Sky family. I've been listening to your program this morning. You know, I know... God said to bring your tithes into the storehouse. So that is a must. He talk about offering. It's more blessed to give than to receive, right? He said, do not give grudgingly, but give cheerfully. He talk about all that in his word, right? Okay, that is good. But Carla, this is just my opinion, right? It have ministers just overdo it to this money thing. They just tell you, bring $1,000, bring $5,000, and you go get a house, and you go get a car, and you go get a husband, and all these kind of things. They just overdo it. Some of them just tell you, they go bleed you. I know a minister, somebody invite me to a church. They had convention, and the minister say, I go bleed you, you know. My job is to bleed you, asking for money. That turned me off as a minister, right? Now, you know what I would like to know?
What is that?
If God sent a messenger, and he say, thus say the Lord, do not take no tithes, no offering, no kind of money from the congregation or from the people that come into the church for 5 years. Just go there, preach the word, preach the gospel, preach it far and wide. Go out there, lay hands on the sick, pray for sick people for 5 years.
Five years.
Take no money.
Michelle.
Carla, how much ministers you think will be doing that just so for free?
Oh, my word.
A lot of ministers in the world in it for money, you know. It has looked to me like they're in it for money. They just have exorbitant cars, expensive aircraft, expensive clothes, and all these things. This is not just in Trinidad, you know. This is going on in the world. In the world. You remember when Benny Hinn said he came on YouTube and he was talking about taking money wasn't a right thing? That's something with him on YouTube talking about taking money. That minister Benny Hinn, he repented about that. The other ministers, in the world was having a problem when he repented about what he was doing, taking money from the people and them, and he said was not led by the Holy Spirit. You remember that, Carla?
Yeah.
So tell me, a lot of them not doing that because of their first love. Serious, Carla, think about it. If God tell them, don't take no money for 5 years, not a cent, you think all of them would be doing it? No. It have them there in it for the money because they like the exorbitant life. No offense. I don't want to offend nobody. I'm just telling you my view, how I just see things with some of them. Right? Some of the ministers and them just overdo it. Everything for them is money. Money for this, money for that, money for the other. I ain't not saying that we're not supposed to give. It is a requirement. It is there because disobedience is worse than witchcraft.
All right, I got another text message to get through, but I'm going to get through those two in a bit. Let me take some more calls. I had you guys waiting long enough. Hello, good morning.
Yes, I want to say that Chief say that the best scripture is the rich man in the Bible who went to Jesus and asked how he could be in his kingdom and thing. And you say, sell all that you have and give to the poor. So Jesus did have a ministry of giving. When they wanted the money to pay tax, he opened a fish and gave them the money to pay the tax. So Jesus had a ministry about giving, and it's in his word that talk about giving. And I just want to pray for Mr. Santa Cruz. Sikadayanda kuroyo, siyayanda, sikadayanda, sikadayanda. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Do if they dare.
Minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Please speak for me.
Hi, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Pauline here from El Dorado. I just want to agree with Mr. Samuel on what he said, but I just want to give my experience. I always used to give to the house of the Lord for anything, everything that they called for. Any need that arose in the house of the Lord, I would give. And you know, I would just ask God to supply my needs, and that was good enough for me. God always supplied my needs, all the tuition fees for my children, everything, Carla. And you know, there was this one instance that I was in a partnership, a covenant partnership with a foreign minister. And he said to sow a resurrection seed of a certain amount and you will come out of your debts. And Carla, I did that. And eventually I got a windfall and I did come out of my debt, all of my debts. I was able to pay off my debts. But later down the line, something happened and I lost a lot of land, a whole prime property.
Wow.
So I don't really know if it is related to the act of giving in relation to getting that debt canceled. I did lose the land because of bad decisions, because of making a bad decision. And I just want to say maybe sometimes, not sometimes, always, we really need to ask God for his direction before we put our monies any and everywhere. Yes, it is the house of the Lord and the pastor was doing great things and building the kingdom of God, but at the same time, maybe because he asked for it, he requested that people put it for a certain reason. Maybe that's not how God wants us to be. Maybe God just wants us to give, and it shall be given unto us abundantly, much more than we could ever ask of or think of. And that happened to me later on. God gave me a second chance, God gave me a second chance in the sense that I, after that happened, I continued giving. I didn't stop. I continued giving, but I didn't give to that pastor. I didn't give for any particular reason. I just gave whenever the need arose, like how I used to do before. And Carla, God came through for me. He gave me much more than I could have ever asked.
Amen.
Believe it or not.
Thank you.
That's my experience. May God bless the rest of my Sky family and keep you in the palm of His hand, you and your children.
Thank you, love.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. 34 minutes. After the hour of 8, it's your voice, the Christian perspective. Today we're talking about the examples. We're looking for examples on misrepresenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. We heard a lot from you guys. I thank you so much for contributing this morning. This is what it's all about. Agreeing to disagree, but agree to disagree in love. It's always been my mandate here on Sky, and it's going to continue to be. We don't have time for foolishness. Amen.
Carla, good morning. On this topic of sowing seeds, I believe that you give unto the Lord. You give unto the Lord. I, in terms of sowing seeds, I have known persons who have sown seeds and haven't reaped or gained anything. But I believe that whatever you sow in terms of giving unto the Lord, you will reap the blessings. And no pastor or anybody could tell me that, hey, next week or next month you would get this, because I wouldn't believe it. God has to give me the blessings. No one else would give me that blessing.
All right.
So I go by faith. I know that my blessing will come once I give unto the Lord.
Gotcha. Blessing.
Miss Carla, good morning.
Morning, Dee. Morning, Dee.
Why all these people and them like to take my nice friend holistic topics? Every time you do a nice holistic topic, just want to throw it on a one man. Why the wicked so? Oh my gosh. I thought it was a holistic topic. But anyway. I know the topic is basically going against the word of God. Mm-hmm. But here what's going on. I want the whole of Trinidad to know that the government still have COVID rules and it still applies. So when you see people, like Christian people, want to follow the laws of God, they also have to follow the laws of the land. So let's stop going over all your church time now. Please, there's 2 hours. Obey the laws of the land. Go on. Have a good day. Come
let us glory. Wow. Lord. I love this song, guys. Praise your name. I think I'm gonna put this one on repeat. Love that input from that female caller. I remember the Benny Hinn story. Powerful testimony. Powerful testimony of the sower and the seed. May God continue to bless her. God bless you, Pauline. God bless you. It's on repeat, guys. So. It's going to play a few times. Yes. I love to praise your name, Father. It is Christian Perspective. Your voice is what we want to hear this morning. We're talking about examples of when you misrepresent the gospel. We've spoken about persons. And let me state it again. There should be no reason you would have to pay for healing, for deliverance, for financial gain. It is not what God wants. It's not. It's a lie. Okay? Good. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Salam morning again.
Morning.
Kali, you know, when we are children of God, man or woman of God, Kala, we have to be, we have to speak with authority, you know, Kala. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
We can't, you know, Christian, God say, we have to talk with authority. Jesus spoke with authority, right? Mm-hmm. And I always say, Kala, as a man of God, when I say something, I stick to what I say.
All right.
I don't waver with what I say at all. Right? I call them cupcake Christian. You know what a cupcake Christian, Kala?
Nope.
A cupcake Christian is people who don't know the God that they serve. That is a cupcake Christian. They're not sure the God they serve. But I, Kala, sure the God I serve. His name is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you say he's the great I am, and I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And when I talk in, Kala, I talk in because I know he. You're talking because I know some minister or some official or something. I'm talking because I know the God I serve him. Right? So when I talk with authority, Kala. And who vex? Lost. Right? As I say, some of the persons who say they're pastors and preachers in a church, they are businessmen. They are not really pastors and preachers. They are businessmen looking to earn a dollar. Right? So you'll see them selling this and that and the other, but they're not really giving the real word of God to the people in the church. All they have is a sort of prosperity. This, sow this and you'll get 100 times that. Do this and you'll get that. Do this and you'll get that. But they're not really sowing the word of God into the hearts of the congregation at all. Right? Only a sort of prosperity preaching that you're doing, preaching. And I'm taking everything. What are you doing with $35 million in your church? Carla, you have a wonderful day again.
Blessings. All right. That's what we're here to do. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus inside Your Voice, the Christian Perspective.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
Put forward the gospel of Jesus Christ so that you guys would understand and you will not be fooled. Take off your blinders. See.
We love to praise your name.
Good morning, Carla G.
Good morning.
I believe in sowing seed because I remember I used to work monthly and every month I get in salary, but every month I have to borrow money. And since after I get a vision that I must sow seed, when I start to sow the seed from that time, I stop borrowing money. And everything has to come in my way up to this minute. Thank God for Jesus. You have a good day.
All right. What do you guys think about that, though? We love to pray. She got direction from the Most High to sow the seed and she reaped the blessing. What do you think about that? Whether you're still searching for the right one to marry, or you just got engaged, just got married, or have been married for years, here's a tip to help you have a successful marriage with the Bible verses to guide you. Says, be responsible and affectionate with each other. In other words, we need to love each other as husband and wife. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. And that's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 3. Keep listening to Sky 99.5 for another marriage tip to help you not only have a happy and lasting marriage, but also to build a better home.
Okay. Carla, good morning. Good morning to the Sky family. Misrepresentation of the gospel. You know, sometimes some leaders say, you know, your fellowship by me. If you leave this fellowship, You know, God will curse you if you leave this fellowship. You'll never see a way or something bad will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Misrepresentation of the gospel.
Love it.
All right, have a blessed day, guys.
Blessings, Lorenzo. Thank you so much. Oh, I love it. I love it. Now you're cooking with gas. Hello, good morning.
Hi, blessed and pure in heart. This is the second time in my call.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, well, I wouldn't want to elaborate on where you are in the zone because, Kala, your program is so ticklish. In the sense, is, you know, this is a program that you can elaborate to say hi, morning, offer for the prayer, go to the contribution that to be made. And the other program to come, you would find a lot of ministers who, that other hosts have the time to expand like your program. So I have to debate, like how you will call it, pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to offer a word of prayer for our brother Santa Cruz and Sister H. And I pray God that those that are not too well in body, because we have a lot of elders on this program, 99.5. And I pray that the word of God will go out, because with God, all things are possible. Eternal and ever wise God. What can I tell you, Father, that you don't know? But I know that you are the reader of the heart and the searcher of the mind. Touch them, Father, loving God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Do thou thy body every good. You are the doctor of all medicine, and medicine suits all complaint. I know, Father, loving God, you are the reader of the heart and the searcher of the mind. As I present them, Father, loving God, I lift my hands unto thee, because I know no other help I know. You tell me that Paul plant, Apollos wet, and the increase come from thee. What I didn't ask for at this time, and our Father, even them that are meditating in prayer, as I pray, then our Father, loving God, we know that your spirit goes through. In no other name but in your almighty name. As I close to say, without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we can do nothing at all. Without God, our whole life will be. Bless you.
Blessings. Someone says, the cupcake Christians know the difference between authority and arrogance. Misrepresentation of the gospel is calling Christians cupcake Christians because they have a different perspective. Would God have called people cupcake Christians? He would have exercised patience and love with sound doctrine. In Jesus' name, amen. Money, morning color. Preach, chief, preach. Money is the root of all evil, she says. Joy in Palmyra. Pastor Calvin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lady Carla G and all the wonderful members of the Sky family. I want to give God thanks and praise for his goodness and for his mercy. And thank God for waking us up this morning. I want to thank God this morning to hear Brother Santa Cruz's voice. We were really concerned about him. We didn't hear anything. I was trying to call you as well, Brother Santa Cruz, and I didn't know that you were injured, but thank God for you that we hear your voice this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Pelicology, you know, as ministers of the gospel, you know, we have to be very careful where money is concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, I do funerals, I do services for people, Thanksgiving and everything, and I do, you know, that's a church, anybody, I freely, you know, do these meetings for people, and I don't even charge, as I said, it's not of charge.
Yeah,
we have to be very careful where money is concerned. All right,
yeah.
Now if somebody want to give you a love gift, you know, I tell them give it to the church.
Yeah,
you know, and even not to me. So as ministers of the gospel, we have to be very careful. And I know there is all a misrepresentation, not only on money, but you know, but where prophecy is concerned, prophetic, God speaks to his servants. Right, they are genuine, you know, word from God to people. Right, and we can Miss God, if you don't hear from God, don't say God tell you. Many times I hear this minister say, God tell me to tell you. And God said this and God said, and God didn't say anything. Look recently with the U.S. election, there are a number of pastors who said that they hear from God and they say that President Donald
that
Trump
was a
will win the election.
Misrepresentation
and
of the gospel.
That, you know, they yep. didn't hear from God.
Yeah.
Maybe the emotion was taking part of them
yep.
and they didn't hear from God. So we have to be careful. If God talk to you and tell you that something going to happen, it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. God will not make a mistake. So we have to be careful, you know, as ministers of the gospel. And I love pastors. Pastors are great people, you know. And I don't know God, you know, will use pastors, you know, when we continue to seek the face of Almighty God. I want to say a pleasant good morning to my wonderful sister, Marceline Bernard of Point de la Brea. She told me she's listening, and one of these days she will call in. God bless you, Marceline. God bless you, response to the innocence. Bless you, Sir Yvonne Huggins, Beverly from Industry Lane. My good friend Tony Belfast from Point 14. My son Kerry Bernard, God bless you. Sonny San Fernando, God bless you, Mr. Whiteland. And Brother Albert, God bless you, Brother Albert. Thank you for you much, Brother Albert. God bless you. Have a great day. God bless Pastor Bernard, Point 14.
Blessings to you.
Sky 99.5 FM.
What an awesome program this morning, guys. Thank you so much for the pleasure of allowing me in your space, into your living rooms, into your cars, into your workspace. Really had an awesome time with you guys this morning. Good morning, Colin, to the Sky family. It is a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. I got up this morning thanking God for life, my children, my friends, and my family. And I may not have all I want in this life, but God takes care of us and all our needs. So true. At some point, let us pray for Brother Santa Cruz or you, Carla G. Can you ask God's richest blessings and guidance on his life from the Sky family? And Father, Lord, we want to end off today's program in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up your name on high. And Father, today we offer prayer for Mr. Santa Cruz, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you would send the right people to surround him, oh Lord God. Those injuries that he would have sustained, Father, we ask, oh God, for complete healing in the name of Jesus. Commission your guardian angels round about his home, in his yard, in his kitchen, in his bedroom. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this man who has been with us from since back in the days of 7:30, and we pray for his continued strength, oh God. We let him know that you love him, oh God. Father, Lord, we thank you for his voice being able to ring out over the airways this morning, oh God. And Father, Lord, let him know that you are important to him and he's important to us, and that we love him and you love him unconditionally, Lord God. Father, we thank you, oh God, and we offer him up into your hands today. Protect him from every harm and every danger, every accident and every incident. In Yeshua's almighty name, I pray. Amen. Hi, Carla. Good morning, Trish. Good morning. 35 million and members of your congregation. Some are hungry in comparison, but all is mine. I know pastors who return is tight and offering and contribute to hampers. God bless you, Carla, and your children. Amen. Thank you. Blessings to you guys. 5 minutes before the hour of 9. Well, it's about my wrap-up time. Carla G saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Only if God wills it. Same time, same place, same frequency, Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire, empower, so that you guys can do what? You can testify. Tomorrow is a thankful Tuesday, and you're going to tell me what you're thankful for today. Love you guys very much. Bye-bye.
Connect with us online at sky995fm.com. Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.